Monday, 12th of December, 2011. Hi, family. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Heather, Bradford, and Julia. And hi to anyone else who's listening to this. Dad, welcome home to the United States. I hope you enjoyed your trip and your flight. So this week has been a lot better than the last week. We had a lot more to do. We know the area better. And we know the members a little. We're still getting a hang of the area. It's our second week together. But it's been good. I've enjoyed this week a lot more than the last week, because last week was really hard. It's a lot of tedious work that we had to do. So this week started off with a P-Day. We went to the mall, and all six of us took a picture with Santa Claus. So I'm going to send that to you guys, this email, so you'll get that. That was pretty funny. And it was pretty funny because he speaks Portuguese. So I was like, oh, oi, Papa Noel, oh, Feliz Natal. So that was good. And then the next day we had district meeting with eight missionaries in our district, which was cool because that's the biggest district I've been in. And it was just neat having so many missionaries, and it's cool. I always like meeting together with other missionaries. It gives a sense of unity. So a funny thing that's happened this week, so we were at the grocery store Wednesday night for our lunch on Thursday because it was going to be at our house. So Elder Elama and I were there to buy the food for all of us because the others couldn't go to Mateos as well, which is the grocery store. So we bought pizza, ice cream, french fries, and juice. And also some other personal food, stuff like that. And then when we were checking out all of our items, it's just like, oh, the thought came to my mind, I'm like, how are we going to get all of this to our house, which is 20 minutes away from this grocery store, without a car? I mentioned this worry with Elder Elama, and he's just like, oh, relax, my son. I will... he always calls me filio. He's like, I will teach you the form of the carioca, which is a person who lives in Rio de Janeiro. So he asked for more bags, and we went to the edge of the property of Mateus, the supermarket. And then he tied together all the heavy purchases that we made, like where the ice cream was, where the stuff that was heavier. And then he put that on his shoulders. And I carried a few bags that he tied together as well with other bags. And then we walked 20 minutes along the side of this huge street to our house, and I was laughing the entire time because it was hilarious. He was just walking really funny because his arms couldn't move because of the bags on his shoulders. And he wasn't wearing the Santa Claus hat. I sent the picture of him, and he wasn't holding those two bags. He just had the ones on his shoulders. But it was just really funny because so many people were looking at us. And it was a good time. We enjoyed the lunch the next day. We cooked the pizzas. We ate the ice cream. It was a good lunch. It's fun living with Elder Colsta and Elder Smeech as well. They're cool missionaries. Elder Colsta's a greenie, and he taught me how to play a few songs on the guitar, which was cool. So this week we've taught more people. We've gotten to know the area better, and it's just been an overall better week. I enjoyed it. Been waiting to eat this mango that I got from a member in Coatrac. It's still not ripe. That was random. But yeah, it was a good week. But that's all for now. Talk to you later next week. I'm excited for the Christmas phone call. And I love you. Have a good week. And talk to you next week. Bye.